I was reading a book the other day, The 10 Things You Need to Know About Islam, written by Ron Rhodes. Near the end of the book, there's a chapter on the courtesies to follow when inviting Muslim guests over for dinner. I better brush up on my Islam because there's protocol to follow. I knew nothing of these things. The chapter went something like this. Say you've invited the new neighbors that moved into the house next door over for dinner. They're Muslim. What is the proper procedure to follow so you won't offend your new guests? If there's one thing that pisses a Muslim off the most, it's not wearing appropriate clothing. Ask your wife and daughters to dress modestly. No miniskirts, cleavage, or anything like that. Nothing that will draw a person's attention to the female figure, especially the female ankle. If your daughter is under 10 years of age and one of the Muslim guests is a man, keep your eye on her. You don't want her to stir up any emotions in him. After all, they've just met. Show some control over your daughters. Whatever you do, make sure you serve the right food. They eat nothing derived from swine. Keep that ham in the freezer. Warn him beforehand that you won't be serving pork chops as the entree, and you only barbecue veggies. And no, that wasn't a pig on the spit rotating over the coals that he saw over the fence last week. Serve what is right for a Muslim. Ask them what they prefer to eat, they'll tell you. But it might seem so foreign to you, you won't know how to make it. How do you stew goat balls? But please, be careful. The meat and most of the food you prepare is halal, slaughtered and or prepared in the Islamic way, in the name of Allah. Never, ever make eye contact while in conversation. It's considered bad manners. When you are all talking together, watch as they speak. Their eyes will be glued to the floor. No, they aren't looking for dirt. They're just avoiding eye contact. They're not being rude. It is just their custom. Don't be offended if they don't pet Fido or rub Felix the cat's tummy or even to admire your 40-gallon water fish tank. They hate animals as pets, especially dogs. They believe they are unclean farm animals. Nor be offended if they don't want to shake your hand after witnessing you handling Fido. As a matter of fact, be sensitive about your hands. In Muslim culture, they always use the left hand to hold their penis while urinating. They expect you to hold yours in the left hand too. Sorry to all you righties out there. Never getting any splashes on your skin or clothing, heaven forbid. The right hand is used for eating. When striking up a conversation, never ask a Muslim how his wife is. It's considered very rude. It's better to ask simply, how is the family doing? Then he won't suspect you of spying on his wife. Allow your guests to take off the shoes and walk on your rugs barefoot. Don't worry if they have toenail fungus or athlete's feet. Do the same if you're ever invited over to their home. Take off your shoes as soon as you enter through the door. I know. Don't get offended if your wife is asked to eat with his Muslim wife in the kitchen or another room. Sometimes Muslim men and women don't eat together. Be open to that possibility. It's no big deal. You don't want to offend them. Remember to say grace with your eyes open when you're giving thanks. They do, so you should too. Just to keep the peace, substitute the name of your Savior Jesus with the name of their Apostle Muhammad. Just temporarily, of course. Remember, it's just to keep the peace. Never call your neighbor your brother. Call him friend. To a Muslim, being called a brother implies you're theologically in agreement with him, which hopefully you are not. A whole book could be written on the subject of Muslims' view on women, So don't be offended. Just remember, women in Muslim countries have fewer rights than men do. Muslim women wear head coverings because Muslim men consider women's hair as an object of sexual temptation. Women make Muslim men stumble and are believed by men to be less intelligent. The weight of a woman's testimony is half of that of a man's. A woman's only salvation is to please and obey her husband. A man can divorce his wife without reason. A woman can't. They can also engage in marital punishment against their wives. Don't let any of these things bother you. Try to get along. After all, more Muslims are sure to be moving into your neighborhood. When traveling to Islamic countries, don't expect the same courtesies. This is a warning. Don't speak of Christianity or any other religion for that matter while in any Islamic country. Evidence has proven you could lose your head. Oh, and women, cover up.